The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Okay, we spotted this stark link in today's Irish Times, opening an article by Tim O'Brien. Cian Fitzsimons, aged 3, is the only pupil signed up for September's intake of junior infants in Fianna National School. Councillor Paddy Hill is Cathaoirleach Westmeath Council and born and bred Fianna, a town of some 300, nestling on the borders of Westmeath and Cavan. Paddy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Catherine.
Listen, thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome.
Can you describe where you are so we can get a picture of the area?
Well, Fianna is...
Sorry, I was saying Fianna, Fianna.
Fianna, F-I-N-E-A, Fianna, yeah.
Fianna, yeah.
It's a beautiful little village. It's right on the borders of County Cavan, and it's also borders County Longford and Meath as well, and it's the most northerly village in County Westmeath.
Okay.
It's part of the parish of Castle Pollard. It's Castle Pollard, the bigger parish area, is part of the parish of Castle Pollard.
Mm-hmm. So I suppose we've seen this story quite a bit in rural villages all over the country. You've had the closure of the post office and the Garda station. And I suppose now, are you worried that you might lose one of the two primary schools in the area?
Of course, ma'am. People are very worried that that might happen because, like many people say, that's the end of the area altogether if you were to lose a school. And unfortunately, with the decline in population, the outlook is not very rosy, to say the least of it.
Mm-hmm. How many teachers are down there in the area?
Well, see, within the area that I talk about, you want to take in the hinterland of Fianna, there are two national schools, two teacher schools, Fianna and one called Castletown, which is about 2 miles apart.
Okay.
The population of that entire area is just about 300 people.
Okay.
Unfortunately, a lot of the population is ageing and not enough of new people coming into the area or new people settling in the area. So as a result, there is a decline in the school-going population.
Mm-hmm. Tell us the story, Paddy, of trying to obtain or to take over the vacant Garda station for the community.
Well, certainly I suggested or made representations to the department in relation that the Garda station should be handed over to a community. There was a community group interested in it, but unfortunately they decided to put it up for public auction and a community group would not be able to compete on the open market. So the Garda station has been sold to a private individual.
Okay. You sound, I mean, it's concerning and I suppose it's a big concern for the whole community there.
Oh, certainly it's a very big concern for the whole community. I mean, the closure of the post office earlier this year was another very big blow to the area. Up to 70 people used to collect benefit of one type or another in that post office. Now they have to travel to towns as Granard or Castle Pollard or elsewhere to collect their social benefit.
Mm. There's one big employer in the area, I'm just reading here, Mr. Crumb. They make breadcrumb stuffing. They're a substantial business. They have around 100 staff. They have reliable broadband. And I suppose this is just one example of how hard it is to do business in an area like Fianna.
Yes, well, of course, as you're aware, Catherine, rural areas do not have a proper broadband, and is one of the big drawbacks, in particularly for Mr. Crum. And I suppose great credit must be given to Mr. Crum, to Bernard Coyle and his family, a local family, for investing in Fianna. It would be certainly a very poor place without them. I would hope that we might have maybe more people like him prepared to invest in rural Ireland, but then if we don't have the services and we don't have the broadband, then people will just certainly will not invest.
No, and it's a story that we're hearing time and time again. Councillor Paddy Hill, thank you very much for coming on and talking to me this morning.